Hush Money is a production of iHeartRadio.
This is Hush Money, a show about all the money subjects you're too uncomfortable to talk about.
But we're not. I'm Nicole Lappin, money expert and author of the books Rich Bitch and Boss Bitch.
And I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
And we believe if you don't talk about money, you're never going to make any of it.
So let's start talking. Each episode, Nicole and I will debate a tricky question about money and then bring in a celebrity judge to decide who's right.
So let's get uncomfortable.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Jason.
Do you drink coffee?
Better question is like, how many cups do you drink before noon? And the answer is probably like 3 or 4 cups.
Imagine you walk into a Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. It happens all the time.
Right.
Yes.
And you buy a coffee.
Yes.
Familiar with that.
Yes.
And it comes out to $4.99.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you pay with a $5 bill and then the barista hands you a penny as change.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah.
What do you do with the penny? Do you leave it as a tip?
I wouldn't say give me a penny, please. Who does that?
It's your penny. Would you leave the penny as a tip? Yes or no?
I would just say, like, don't worry about it. And also, I don't carry cash.
Oh, my God. All right. Listen, I talked to Alyssa Williams. She's a shift manager at a Starbucks in Massachusetts, and she had a daily morning customer who'd come in, and this exact problem would repeat itself every day. And every day, the customer pocketed the penny.
I totally judged her every day. She would come in, her drink was $4.99. She'd pay with a $5 bill, walked away with that penny every day. And I remember thinking, like, $3.65 for every day of the year? Like, she can't tip me $3.65 a year.
So this is really interesting because I thought that a penny as a tip would be an insult, but to Alyssa, it was just the thought that counted.
Like, I agree.
She wanted some gesture of kindness from the woman.
I agree with her. Yeah. You know, that lady's not nice.
Because pennies become dollars.
It was like, you see me at 5 o'clock every morning. I'm probably the first person you've seen, and you can't give me that penny?
Okay, so Alyssa and I talked about tipping at Starbucks. I learned a few other really interesting things that I want to share with you.
Yes.
All right, so first of all, here's how it works. Each store will pool all the tips that they get for a week. They like literally just take the change and they like put it in the back, and then they divide that money up by the number of hours that everyone there worked. And so Alyssa said that it's common for a week's worth of tips for the entire store to be like $600.
What? I expected a ton more. You mean from like the little box?
For everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Like an entire week's worth of customers putting their tips in the jar equals out to $600.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd expect more.
Right. And because, you know, when you divide up that number by everyone's hours, everyone gets like basically just a few bucks. Like she said that $1.50 an hour was a pretty common tip for everyone to even out with. And here's what I also found super interesting. So Alyssa has managed a store in an affluent town, and she's also managed one in a blue collar town. And she said that the tips in the blue collar town were almost double what the affluent people paid.
It seemed that when you are in a blue collar area, say where people tend, there's more people that tend to work for tips, they just tip more because they get it. So if you're in a more affluent area where people aren't necessarily working for tips, they're not really going to think to tip.
It's always crazy to me when like super rich people are cheap AF. Like, it's so upsetting.
I know.
But I'm not surprised.
But that must be daily life for anybody who's serving rich people. But there are all sorts of surveys that I found out there about which types of people tip best. And this thing that Alyssa was seeing is not always replicated. Sometimes it's actually the wealthier people who tip better. But, so, Nicole, I rounded up some data.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. I love some data. Do you want to take guesses about which kind of people tip better?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So this comes from a 2017 survey by creditcards.com, which was pretty much like every news outlet wrote about this when they came out with this thing. First one, who tips better, men or women?
Women.
Men.
Really?
Yeah. Southerners or Northeasterners?
Southerners.
Northeasterners.
Really?
Yes. Republicans or Democrats?
Democrats.
Republicans.
What?
Oh my God.
I
over
like
three.
Valedictorian and I am sucking at this test.
All right. Let's see. Let's see if you can pull at least one score here. Millennials or baby boomers?
Millennials.
Baby boomers!
What?
Yes! 0 for 4!
Wow.
That's amazing.
I'm surprised. I just would think like women would be, you know, I tip a lot. I would just say, like, women are more nurturing. I don't know. I think Southerners are nurturing.
That was really great because it just goes to show, I think, how challenging tipping is for everybody. We don't know what to tip. We don't know whether it's appropriate to tip. And I think that it's hard to even expect what your neighbor is tipping. And so that is what we're going to talk about today.
Ooh, let's do it.
Okay, Nicole, so tipping is a big subject. I think we need to break this down into two things. Number one, should tipping be included? And then number two, when it's not included, how much do you tip? Or sometimes, do you tip at all?
I think because I know you so well now, I think you're just, you have general anxiety, true or false, over tipping.
I hate tipping.
I
hate
knew that.
Tipping.
But, of course you
but
do.
That
I love
means
tipping.
I cannot imagine why you love tipping. Why do you love tipping?
Because I love being super generous, and I think that money follows the same law of attraction. If you want to bring in more money, you have to put more money out there.
So
more money will ultimately come back to you. Even at those times when you feel broke, being generous just brings good energy and juju back to you. I know that sounds really woo-woo.
Yeah.
I'm into
See, I don't need a weird yoga class every time that I go out to eat at a restaurant. I don't need to be thinking about juju and energy. I just want the price, right? I want people to be paid well, right? So I'm not saying that I don't want to tip people. Like, I don't like tipping people because I don't
want
to give them money.
But you want it to be included.
Just tell me what the price is. Either pay your people well enough that you don't have to do like a whole tipping thing, or just add the tip on the bill. Charge me whatever it is. Tell me what the price is.
Okay, but here's my problem with that. Like, I am a big tipper. And so, oh yeah, big spender.
Yeah,
so, like, when they do 15 arbitrarily, right? So if it's a big party at a restaurant or whatever, and they say gratuity is included, sometimes they put 15%, right?
But there's
sometimes
always
they
a
put
line.
18%.
If you want, you could tip more, I guess.
Yeah, and it would tip at least 20%. And if they're putting less, that's kind of a dick move.
I guess that's the employer's problem. I feel like I do not want to be forced to make some kind of financial judgment upon every interaction that I have. If I sit at a restaurant and somebody comes and they serve me the food, then thank you, please.
Like, you're judging.
Yeah, I don't want to judge them. Just tell me what it costs. Why do I have to judge you?
What if they are really bad? Would you not tip?
No, I'd still tip.
But not as much?
No, I think
you
I
tip
would,
exactly the same.
I think
no
I'd tip. Yeah, I mean, like, maybe I usually tip 20%. Maybe I would round down instead of up. You know, like, sometimes you round and maybe the person got 21%. Maybe they get 19%. But like, I pay the same thing.
I imagine you like pulling out your calculator at dinner. But what if somebody did a super, super awesome job? They went way out of their way. Like, one time I had a woman go get almond milk for me because they didn't have it there. Does she get the same 20%?
Let me be clear that I'm not trying to be cheap. I just can't stand that I'm being forced to make this judgment because the restaurant isn't paying their staff enough. Like, why are you outsourcing this judgment to me? But wait, so I have paid people more if they did something, generally if they did something that saved me money. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody was like, you know, that second round is on me, I'd be like, oh, thanks. And then I'd basically pay for the second round, but in their tip.
In their tip.
Yeah.
I get that. But you feel more comfortable in like a Club Med situation or like an all-inclusive or like in Europe where it's not a thing.
I love that. To me, buying a car, we all can agree, is like the worst experience, right? You walk into the dealership, you don't know what the actual value is of the thing that you're buying. And then instead you get this freaking song and dance where you always walk out feeling like you were ripped off and everybody just wants the price. Just tell me what the car costs and I'll pay what the car costs instead of this goddamn song and dance. So what I'm saying is that that experience is everywhere. Every time that I go to a restaurant, that experience is being presented to me. Just tell me what it costs.
I think what you're saying is that employers should just pay their people more.
Yes.
And so they should include, what, 20% more?
If I could wave my magic wand, then everybody who works in any industry where they would be tipped would get whatever the fair living wage is for that profession, and there would be no tipping.
Okay, but then that's the bigger question. Like, how much is a fair amount in different industries? So, like, give me your standard across the board. I'll tell you what generally I do.
Yeah, let's go one by one. So food.
Okay, what do you do?
I do 20%.
Okay.
If I'm sitting at the restaurant.
I'll do at least 20%.
What do you do if you call the restaurant and you say, I'm going to run down and I'm going to pick up the food?
I tip.
You tip?
Yeah.
But what are you tipping at that point? I don't tip.
At all?
Well, no, because the tip is for service and there's no service.
I feel awkward if I just sign the actual amount. I don't think I do 20%.
What do you tip?
Give me an example.
Okay. So there's this sushi place around the corner from my apartment, and we order from it all the time. So we call the sushi place, and then I just like walk around the corner, and I walk in and I go to the counter and I pay and I leave and I take the sushi. So I never engage with a waiter, right? I don't. There's no service involved, except I guess the people who made the food, but I don't think they're the ones getting tipped in the first place.
No, they in some places
in
they
some
share
places,
it.
Yeah, I guess I don't
so,
know.
So like if it's, I don't know how much your sushi is.
It's pretty cheap.
So we're what, going like to the 25
super
bucks?
We're going to the super cheap sushi
Less
place.
Less than
25
like, bucks?
It's like so cheap that I'm pretty sure it's not the food
That's
that they say.
Gross. Like,
I know.
You don't want to skimp on sushi.
I keep telling my wife this, and yet she wants to order the cheap sushi.
So how much is the whole shebang?
Oh, like, yeah, 20 bucks.
Okay, fine. So let's say it's like $17. So she's like, I don't think I would eat that sushi, but
I'm still here.
It was like $17.38. I would just put 20 and call it a day. So what do you normally tip for delivery?
We tip like $4 to $5.
What? So it's not a percentage?
No.
Oh, my God.
Tip a percentage? Wait a second. This is like the Thai restaurant down the street. There's like a guy who just like biked over with a bag and handed it to me.
But what about like when you're getting your car from valet?
Oh, yeah. So this
and
is
also,
a funny one.
You don't
one.
Really have cash. The problem is sometimes so I'll address it.
Wait, you're going to address it with the person?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just looking at your shoes and like not acknowledging that you're not giving money. Or when there's a hotel situation where somebody's bringing like a box.
Oh, I've done this. I've done this. You don't have any cash.
Yeah, I'm like,
and you're like, I would like to tip you.
Exactly. But that's like an uncomfortable conversation. But it's better to acknowledge it.
I agree with that.
Than to just look at your shoes and pretend like nothing
no,
happened.
No, I totally
get
agree
out
that.
Of the situation. As
I have.
As possible.
I have said, listen, I don't have any cash on me, but I want to find you later and I will give you money.
But do you actually do that?
Yes, I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to tell somebody I'm going
to
give them money and
like,
not do it.
I carry squares. Like, or I could Venmo them. I just don't carry cash. I think I'm going to start asking people that. I'm going to say to valets and to the bellman, like, hey, you know what? I don't have cash. Like, I really want to give you money. Do you have Venmo? Or do you have like, what? What's wrong with that?
No, I guess nothing's wrong with it. It's just
welcome to
it's
the
just so
brave
weird.
New world.
Have you ever heard of anyone doing that?
No, but I'm going to start the trend. I'm starting this trend. It's going
to
happen.
Do you have Venmo? I would like to tip you. You know, would you use...
That's
would
a
you
legit
use
question.
Yeah, no.
Do you carry
it's
cash?
Yeah.
I literally look in my wallet right this instant.
Yeah, let's see.
And
let's
I have
see what we
zero
have.
Cash.
Pull out your wallet. What do you got?
45 credit cards.
You do have... You have an enormous wallet.
And I have no cash.
I have...
Zero cash.
20, 40, 60, 80...
Oh, my God.
90... $3 on me. I have $93 on me.
I need some tip money for later. Clearly.
Just Venmo them.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Or have a square reader.
Yeah, have a square reader.
Right,
just
I would totally do
phone.
That.
Right. Question, do you tip the Uber driver?
Yeah.
So when the app says, would you like to add money to this fare, you say yes?
Yeah, so I'll tip. You don't tip the Uber driver?
I tip if it's a long ride. Mm. You know?
But you would tip in a cab.
Yeah.
And so you think the fares are just...
Because I think that Uber is calculating some kind of tip into the fare. When they first launched, they did not have an option for tipping. And then the drivers were all upset, and so they advocated for it, and so they eventually put it in there. But I think that trained everybody to think, and it trained me to think, that there is some kind of tipping calculated into the cost of the fare to begin with, and that the tip is like a tip on top of that.
What about housekeepers at the hotel?
I often check in and think, I need to tip the housekeeper, and then I will admit to you, my intention is to tip the housekeeper, and I'd say 50% of the time I leave and totally forget to do it because there's no person in front of you, you know? And so I forget to do it. And I was just reading a story about how very infrequently those people get tipped, which sucks. So I'm trying to remember more, but I would rather the hotel just add $5 onto the fare, whatever the hotel cost is, and just give that money to the housekeeper.
Or like an option when you check out.
Yeah, an option when you check out would be awesome. All right. I think that it's time to bring in our actual expert who actually knows what is appropriate and what is not. Brian Kelly was once just a guy. He was has a boring job guy. He was looking for a new career guy. And as it so happened, he was also really, really good at making the most of airline miles and credit card points. He was, you might say, the points guy. So Brian created a blog to share his advice, which became a company. And now the points guy has 40 staffers and serves millions of people each month with all the best ways to maximize their miles and points. And he has a podcast called Talking Points. And so, Brian, first of all, thank you for being here. And did you earn any miles on the way over to the studio today?
I absolutely did. I used Uber and I earned triple points.
Boom.
Boom. Duh. He's the Uber points guy now.
So, Brian, you're here because you're surely one of the most well-traveled guys out there, which means you must constantly be in situations where you need to tip someone. And our question of the day is, should tipping be included? Nicole says she loves tipping because she likes rewarding people for good work and generally spreading generosity. I say no, tipping is a terrible custom. It forces customers to pass judgment on every worker they come across, and I'd rather the cost of service just be built into whatever it is I'm buying. But Brian, the one tip we will both accept is your good judgment, so it's time to decide who is right, me or Nicole.
You know, I think in an ideal world, tipping should be included in the cost of service, especially as we go more cashless. Yeah. I'm always stressed out. Do I have enough cash?
And we're building the ideal world here.
But we don't live in an ideal world.
So if we're building the ideal world, people who serve us, who clean our hotel rooms, will be paid a living wage. Unfortunately, our world is not like that. So I am a tipper, as much as it pains me, because I like to earn points for everything on my credit card. But you should
get more points for the tip.
Well, the thing is, you know, when we think about the points guy and the advice we give, it's all about getting the best experience possible. And actually, tipping is a part of that. So even if you don't earn, you know, 5 points or whatever for giving a $5 tip, but I've had amazing, you know, there was the old adage in Vegas, you give someone a $20 bill or $100 and they'll hook you up a lot.
Yeah.
And I know people who do this, you know, airline employees who give a Toblerone to a gate agent. And they've gotten amazing upgrades to business class.
And Toblerone? Wait, is that chocolate?
Yeah, it's like the chocolate in every duty free. And
right.
it's like fancy chocolate. But I have a flight attendant friend for a major airline. He's like, you would not believe, even if you don't get business class, you know, because those gate agents who you're not supposed to tip cash, none of them would accept it. But they're used to just being berated all day. And he's like, just a simple, hey, here's this. I'm going on the flight. I know it's packed. What can you do for me? He swears by it.
That's brilliant.
Wow.
The underground chocolate economy. I didn't know that was a thing.
It exists.
Okay, let's go through scenarios. I want to know if you tip. So you called a restaurant, you go, you picked up the food, you're bringing it home. Do you tip?
I tip like $5. Like, depending on how much it is, like if it's like a $80 order, I'll just give like $5 or something. Because those people often do work on tips.
I agree.
I'm the jerk. What about, do you remember, be honest, every single time do you tip the cleaning service at the hotel?
I don't, because sometimes, and I hate, this is where I beat myself up. I'll be like, oh, but I'm going to miss my flight. I can't go. So, but I do believe in karma and overall. So the next time I'll give like an extra tip to the next housekeeper. Another area I mess up is with housekeeping, you should tip every day, because if you just, for years, I would just wait till the end of the stay.
Oh, yeah, that's what I always do.
But it really kind of disadvantages the people that work maybe Monday through Friday. If you're always checking out on weekends. So it's best to just give a small tip every day, leave it on your bedside or put it in a little envelope saying thank you. You would be shocked, you know, how people will go above and beyond. I have had, you know, the hotels that where they actually arrange all of my wires and they give me extra Nespresso pods. So I do believe that like putting a little bit out there gives you good travel karma. And come on, you're helping people.
And how much should you leave?
I think $5 a day for like a standard hotel room is good.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're in a suite or super luxury hotel or have a lot of requests or, you know, have kids and you're using a million towels and it's because housekeepers have a certain amount of time to clean every room. So if, when you make a mess, like you are really screwing them over. So if you have a huge mess, had people over, there's bottles, like you should be giving a little bit more. When you think about several $100 hotel room, you know, $5 a day is not really that much when you think about it. So, you know, you're feeling flush $10, or if you're in a big suite, give $20 a day and just, you know, reap the rewards of that karma.
Okay, here's another one. Do you tip the Uber driver?
I don't think you necessarily have to. I do, although it is crazy when Uber started doing that, because I take Uber Black and I'm 6'7", so I'll splurge on an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it would start at 10%, but meanwhile, I'm like, that's a huge tip for like, you know,
yeah,
$40, like 20-minute ride. So but I will try to do like, you know, $1 to $3 on top of, but sometimes a little bit more. And actually when I do ground links to JFK, which is actually cheaper than Uber and more reliable, I'll give the drivers $20. Because as I get out at the airport, I give a driver $20. They are so appreciative. And then I just, like, walking into the airport, it's such a zone of, like, despair often. Like, I feel like getting that good karma, you know, is good on the beginning of a long trip.
Yeah.
Juju.
You know what's interesting about these subjects is that some of these tips are not designed. I don't want to say designed, but they lead to better service. And then there are other tips that can't because you're tipping for a one-time service and you're like the Uber driver, you're never going to meet that person again. There's different payoff.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I recently interviewed Danny Meyer, who runs, you know, the Union Square Hospitality Group, and he famously stopped tipping at his restaurants, and he actually gives all of his waiters and managers profit sharing from the whole restaurant. And it's really interesting and it's worked out well for him. But, you know, because basically what you do is, you know, if with Europeans and Japanese clients at his restaurants wouldn't tip at all. So then his employees were getting damaged by cultural misunderstanding.
Oh.
So I think this whole, and why I agree with you in the beginning is that, like, culturally, it's just a sensitive issue and it will never change. So, like, why let frontline people pay them horrible and then hope that other cultures understand that you do need to tip so that that person can pay their New York City rent? I mean, it always boggles my mind, like, how restaurant employees, you know, those frontline people live in cities like New York on such a, you know, under minimum wage. So,
yeah. And also, I mean, we don't have to go as far as, like, people coming over from Japan where there's not a culture of tipping. In America, different people from different backgrounds have different tipping practices.
Yep.
And so when you pay your employees like crap and then just assume that the customer is going to pick it up, you're actually just leaving them to the whims of this randomness.
So, yeah, I mean, I think in an ideal world, we pay for the cost, you know, of what we want, of that service should be built in. And people should, I mean, I think all people should be paid a living wage. I, you know, especially hotel housekeeping, those people, the stuff they have to deal with and what they get paid. Of course, then people say, if you tip them, then why aren't you tipping first responders and policemen and all these other people? But I think in general, yeah, people should be paid well, but living in a capitalist society, that's not always the number one priority of every major corporation, unfortunately.
Yeah, Jason, they have to clean up your shit and your kids' shit and
well,
all that
hopefully
stuff.
Not my actual shit.
No, but like kids are messy.
Because they are sometimes
it's
cleaning
nasty.
Up my kids' actual shit.
That yeah. is true. But what about the valet guy?
Valets, you know, I always tip, you know, they're hardworking too. I tip them $5 usually. It used to be like $2 or $3. I don't know if I have a $5, but it's hard now with carrying cash and always having small bills. But, you know, I think it's a nice thing. But once in a while, I don't have money for a valet and, you know, just say thank you. Sorry, I don't have cash. And as they like, you know, mutter curses
yeah.
under their breath.
So I'm curious what you guys think of this. Our air conditioner was broken for all of July, which was a terrible experience. We were like sweltering. We had to move to a neighbor's apartment at one point. Anyway, this guy, this Serge, nice guy, he had to come back like 5 times to fix this thing because he'd come back and the part wouldn't be right. And he'd order another part and it wouldn't be right. Anyway, he was there a lot. And at the very end, he gave me the bill and I didn't know what to do because do you tip this person? And I Googled it ahead of time. And whatever website I found said no, because they are a skilled mm-hmm. service provider or something. And it's like, you don't tip your doctor. You don't tip this person. But he had come back so many times and he had dealt with all of our frustration and anxiety about not having air conditioning in July. And so, and I didn't have any cash on me. So I asked him if I could send him a tip by some other means. Mm-hmm. And he was like a little taken aback by it, but he was not going to turn it down.
Right.
But
so
what
like,
other means?
I PayPal'd him. Oh. I PayPal'd him $50.
Cool.
But should I have done
that? I think stuff like that, you know, like a bottle of wine or something is nice. I think, look, when in doubt, like tip, I side with Nicole here. Like, you know, it can never hurt. Like cable repair people generally know, but if they're really awesome and they make your life, you know, $20, like, hey, get yourself lunch on me today is sort of, I don't think you could ever go wrong with tipping unless you're in a country where it's like highly offensive.
Or
like
food
Japan.
Or like pizza or just
yeah,
you know, like the Amazon
nice
delivery
thing.
People, I didn't have money the one day and it was sweltering New York City day. And I just gave him like, I was like, what fresh beverages do you want from my fridge? And
yeah.
he was like, yeah, man, thank you. So
yeah.
Do you tip?
I do that all the time.
Do you tip your Amazon delivery people too?
I give them water all the time. And I have actually a whole carton of Kind snacks, Kind bars that I don't eat myself, but everybody loves Kind bars.
Brian, you had mentioned going to other countries where there is no tipping culture. Do you, for both of you, do you ever tip anyway because it doesn't feel comfortable.
We just launched the Point Sky UK in April, and I go out and I'll tip bars, and like they're like, stop doing that. Like, you're not supposed to do that, because barmen are paid well and it's like a good job. And I mean, they always take it, by the way. But I've been so programmed, you know, in Madrid, like you tip like 1 or 2 euros on a bill, and it's like, oh, it's a really great, nice way of saying thank you. And I'm like, I gave a 21 on like a 6-person dinner, and my friend was freaking out. They're like, that they've never seen that before.
I'm trying to think of ways in which tipping and points might intersect. Here's a possible one. So because of your points or miles or whatever, you've gotten something for free, but there is still somebody who is servicing you for that thing that is free. Mm. Do you pay them even more than they normally would get?
Well, this is a great, because if you have a hotel elite status, you get a lot of hotels will give you free breakfast buffet. So it's, and they'll come up, you can order whatever you want. They'll take everything off of your bill. In which case, I think, you know, as a general rule of thumb, always tip on what the total value of like the meal was, even if it's comped as part of your elite status. So yes, I think you should tip even more, like in hotel club lounges or airline lounges, tip the bartender. Although you don't tip the waitress or waiters who clean your tables.
Yeah.
That I've seen.
Do you think those people expect to get tipped? Like if you're working a bar, like a regular bar in New York City, you expect to get tipped. What about working at an airport? Because I was just sitting at an airport bar at 6 a.m., mind you, and people were still ordering drinks, which is kind of insane. And most people were not tipping.
Yeah. I don't think they expect it, but I think if you're going to have a couple drinks, even if you just get $5 like before you go, I think it's totally fine. I think it's like a nice, I think those employees are generally pretty decently paid.
Mm. I think everyone will
take
just it.
Not flight attendants. You know, it's kind of rude to tip flight attendants. The best way to tip flight attendants is to, after the flight, put in an email saying so-and-so is really, really good. And a lot of them, especially when you're flying first class, a lot of them will have forms. Take 5 minutes and just fill out the form. Ask them, say, hey, look, thank you so much. Today was a great flight. And a lot of them, it gets put on their record. It's a really big, the best tip you can give a flight attendant is to send it in formal feedback.
And or Toblerone.
Or Toblerone.
I was holding on to that joke.
So who else should you not tip? Who is it taboo to tip? Like, I think first responders, doctors, your kids' teachers, I think that's considered a bribe, right? You can't tip postmen and women.
No, the postmen the postmen and women solicit it.
Yeah, they solicit it.
Oh,
yeah.
I put in like a chocolate thing around, a candy thing around the holidays.
Oh, around the holidays, I always
maybe
get
thought
like
it
a,
was like a spiked chocolate or something. That Nicole's.
You can give them money?
They ask for
it. They do, actually. Yeah, the mail carrier. Yeah. I know growing up, they would always put it in. The newspaper carrier.
They'll give you a card with an SASE. Like, it just shows up in your mail. I get it every year.
I never check mail anymore, so.
So I have very rarely tipped above and beyond for the express purpose of getting, like, a sweet service, a sweet deal, right? Like, the kind of Vegas example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine you doing that. No offense, Jason. I love you so much. But like, you know what? You don't have game that way.
They used to, if you want to do it, you take your credit card and your license and you put the crisp folded bill in between.
Huh? What?
Yeah, so that when you give it, because there's cameras everywhere, and so, like,
oh.
The front desk agents are supposed to know to, like, pull your card down to look at, and then they take the bill. So it's, like, very not
obvious.
Like
a sleight of hand.
Wow. Yeah. That's a, like a magician. That's a hot thing. Tip right there.
Yeah.
So the reason I don't do it, though, is not because I'm being cheap, but because I feel extremely awkward handing someone a bunch of money with the expectation that they're going to do something for me. Like, that is a weird exchange. But I have to say, I did it once not long ago. My wife and I were in Miami and we were staying at a hotel on the beach, and we tipped the chair guy really well. I can't remember what we gave him, like, I don't know, more than $20, whatever it was. And that dude took care of us for days. Like, he got us the best chair for days.
And these people have power. A lot of these people, like, you know, they have power over our experience. And that's why, like, tipping something small like that, like, to make your vacation amazing for 3 days or something, you know, that's like, that's winning.
Yeah. The
ROI is high. All right, Brian, before we let you go, what hot tip do you have for us about traveling?
My tip is that to maximize your points when giving tips and pretty much spending your money on anything else. The credit card markets are still really hot. So, you know, get the cards that reward you the most for your everyday spend.
Yeah. Well, Brian, the thing I would like you to do is to campaign for getting more points for the tip.
Right.
I think that would be awesome. That would be like the charitable giving deduction.
Hmm.
But in this case, it's double points on anything you tip.
But how does that work if you're saying that the tip should be included?
Well, but we don't live.
You found holes in his argument.
That's true. Until we change the world to my and Brian's viewpoint, where you're left out. He sided with me on the ideal world.
But we're not in an ideal world.
But we're building an ideal world. Brian Kelly, the points guy, thank you for helping us build an ideal world.
Yes.
Thanks for having me and safe travels.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm coming off of my high of being agreed with. I loved that idea of giving like Toblerones to people and you just like make their lives better and you'll get perhaps a little something else. But also the idea of opening up doors to the world because you slip somebody a 20 between your credit card and your license or whatever. That is actually kind of appealing.
That's cool. I feel like that's like a magician's sleight of hand type of thing. You really have to work on that to nail that and get it right. But I think that he's absolutely right. I mean, people want to work for and with and work harder for people they like. And when you bring chocolate places, people like you.
Because sometimes it's not just about money. Sometimes it's just about being nice, which is your argument.
Always.
So that is my tip to you.
I feel like that's also a gift. Have I swayed you on the gift giving thing too? Because I feel like Toblerone is a little gift for people.
Nope. Different episode, different argument.
Still a curmudgeon.
Still a curmudgeon. But I do like chocolate.
And that is Hush Money.
Hey, are you subscribed to Hush Money wherever you get your podcasts? You should be. And please give us a rating, which helps others find the show.
It sure does. And if you want to keep up with us on social, I'm at Nicole Lappin. Jason is at Hey Pfeiffer. And for the podcast specifically, it's at Hush Money Podcast on Instagram.
We've got great people to thank. Our amazing producer is Christina Everett. Thanks also to Mangesh Hatikador, Will Pearson, Beth Ann Macaluso, and Nikki Etor, and the rest of the great iHeart team. Our sound editing is by Mary Duke.
And a special thanks to my badass NBG team, Sabrina Anderson, Megan Nelson, and Kate Garrison.
Hush Money is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.